The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
When you look at the world of Islam, and this is important for us to relate to that, when it comes to the Muslim history, and I'm not really apologizing for the Muslim rulers in any way, no. And it's not that the Muslim rulers were good, most of them very bad. But did they really force Islam over the people whom they conquered? There are two things that we have to keep in mind, and it's not only me as a Muslim looking at history and being biased. Actually, I can quote you contemporary Western scholars of Muslim history who will agree that there is a difference between expansion of the Muslim empire and the spread of Islamic faith. Yes, the Khulafa started Futuhat, and you know our Sunni brothers say, MashaAllah, you know, it was a very good job that they have done. Yes, they militarily conquered surrounding areas from Iran to Iraq to Sham, you know, Palestine, Egypt. These are the areas which were brought under the rule of the Muslims during the time of the Khulafa by military might. But does that automatically translate into the process of forcing the conquered people to become Muslim? No. This is where you have to realize that there are two different things. If I may, you know, use the term, the Khulafa were not in the business of spreading Islam. They were motivated to increase their Baitul Mal. That was the main thing. And I'll just give you one example. Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. In timeline, if you look at our own imams, this is around the fifth imam's time. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz sent a letter to his governor in Fars, in Iran, and a similar letter to his governor in Egypt. Remember, Iran on one side, Egypt on the other side, these are kind of frontier provinces of the Muslim empire at that time. There was nothing beyond that as far as Muslim rule is concerned. And the Khalifa basically is writing to these two governors and says, you know, what is the problem? We have been ruling them for decades, almost a century. How come these people in Egypt and Fars are not yet Muslims? This inquiry by the Khalifa itself shows that Muslim conquered these areas, but they did not force those people to become Muslims. So we had to keep these two things separate. Islam did not spread by sword. Muslim rule spread by sword. Because when the governor of Egypt responded back to Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, you know, if these people in Egypt, they change their Christian faith and become Muslims, what will happen to jizya, the tax that we get from there? He was more concerned about, you know, jizya in Baitul Mal rather than, you know, bringing them into the fold of Islam. And this you can see everywhere. You go to India, you know, Muslims ruled there for centuries, but yet you see Muslims are not in majority in India. I'm talking about United India. You know, because they were not in the business of forcing their religion on the other people. You look at Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world, population-wise. No military or navy ever, Muslim army or navy ever set their foot on the in Indonesia. Islam actually spread there by the context of the Sufi missionaries and Muslim merchants, because of their akhlaq, because of their honesty, because of their integrity, these people were, you know, influenced and they became Muslim. And the main point I would say is that there is not a single example where Muslims, wherever they went, they did not do like what the Christians have done in North America, Central America, and South America. They never went out in a program of eliminating the language of the conquered people, the culture of the conquered people, or the religion of the conquered people. No. They actually interacted with them in a very positive manner. Some of the languages which were produced with the interaction of Muslim immigrants and the local languages. What is Urdu? Urdu is actually, mixture. It's known as, Urdugah is the military camp where armies from different places would come together. So languages, this is Hindi, Sanskrit, and Farsi. This was all, when it came together, you have a new language called Urdu. When the Arabs, controlled and ruled the coast area of East Africa for a long time, the interaction of the Arab rulers with the Bantu people, the original Africans, created this language known as Swahili, which is the coastal language now. So they, Muslims, wherever they went, they were not in this business of eliminating their culture, their language, or their faith either. You look at, let me give you the last example before I come to Mubahala and relate that to this issue. Look at Spain. It was ruled exactly, I don't remember, 500 years by Muslims. And this was actually the route through which this Renaissance and knowledge and science, spread in Europe through the Muslims. Muslims were never a majority in Muslim Spain. They were rulers, and not necessarily very good, rulers either. But they did not force the people, the local people of that area, to become Muslims. We take pride in Canada. We're calling ourselves, a multi-faith, multi-cultural society. If you really want to see in history, the first multi-faith, multicultural society would be Spain under Muslim rule, not before it and not even after it. Because when the Christians conquered Spain again from the Muslims, they went through this process of massacre against the Muslims and the Jewish people in there. They were given only two choices. Either you become a Christian or you live. But even when they were living, they were not let go, that easily. Many of them would be killed in that process. And so that is the history of the Christian, communities, the way they conquered. Now, they look at the world of Islam, and alhamdulillah, every fourth person on the globe considers himself or herself to be a Muslim, and they say, aha, Islam, spread by sword. No, keep that in mind, that there were two different issues here.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.